Hello and welcome to the Sharp 600, brought to you by Covers.com and presented by Bet365. I'm your host, Jason Logan. Thanks for joining us for the next 600 seconds or so as we lay the track for betting NFL Week 11. Joe Osborne is going to be back for another edition of Fade or Follow. We're going to break down some of my best bets of Week 11 and find out which ones he likes, which ones he doesn't. We're going to dish on my best bets for Thursday Night Football. We get a good one here. Bengals at Ravens, of course, too. We're going to give out our Bet365 boosted SGP for Thursday Night Football, too. And then we're going to wrap it all up with the two-minute drill. Aaron Waterworth, trading manager at Bet365. He's going to come in and answer some of the biggest betting questions facing us here in NFL Week 11. Before we start the clock on the podcast, we remind you, take a couple seconds, rate and review the Sharp 600 podcast. We appreciate that. We appreciate the feedback that you may have. So thanks in advance for those efforts. All right, 600 seconds on the clock, please. All right, time for another game of follow or fade. Joe, the Ravens owe us a nice fruit basket because they burned the follow bet. I think they burned just about everyone last week. They burned all the teasers. They burned all the parlays with that fourth quarter collapse to Cleveland. But we're back at it, and our guy, Mr. Osborne, is here for another game of follow or fade. And basically, I'm going to throw some bets that I got for Week 11. Joe's going to give one to follow, one to fade. We're going to talk about it. These odds are courtesy of Bet365 as of the time of this recording. Of course, they're subject to change. So we're going over 37 points for Giants and Commanders. Arizona over team total, 20.5. That's minus 120. Taking Denver money line, minus 130. And then Cowboys, -6.5 first half versus the Carolina Panthers. So Joe, let's start follow. Let's get back on track here.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Arizona to go over that team total. It's actually one of my favorite bets of the week. So we, as football fans, we are very quick to want to write off certain quarterbacks. Once upon a time, Kyler Murray was viewed as an extremely dynamic player. Then some inconsistent play, which leads to losing, some injuries, some drama, some Call of Duty. Then all of a sudden, everyone's hating on him, turning him into a punching bag, turning him into a bit of a punchline. Then he misses a year. He gets injured. But what we need to do, we need to be open to the idea that Kyler Murray maybe has changed. He had a year off, a lot of time to think. He's only 26 years old, and he clearly gave him a massive spark versus the Falcons. Last time out, 5.9 yards per play, so the offense obviously much better with him. And this is just as much about the Texans' defense. They're not good against the pass. They're not good against stops on third down. They've allowed 64 points in their last two games. So as a result of all that, I like Arizona to go over their team total.
Yeah, with you here, too. And one thing that kind of gets lost in the sauce of Murray's comeback is they got James Conner back at running back as well, too. And this is a roster that is starved of skill position talent. And James Conner, one of those better skill position players on that team. Like you said, definitely kickstarted them. They had the 11th highest points per play among all Week 11 teams, which is pretty good compared to where they were at. They were 29th in EPA per play in the first nine outings. They finished 17th in that. And they left some yards. They left some points on the table last week, too. They were bad on third down. They went 2-for-4 in the red zone. They had a ton of penalties, 112 yards worth of penalties last week. So I think there's room for improvement. And as you mentioned, Houston's defense, not great at stopping third downs. They give up a lot of first downs. They're terrible against the pass. Not a lot of pass pressure. They're also missing some bodies at linebacker. So I'm with you on this one. Over 20.5 for Arizona. All right, man. Give me the fade for the week. Let's see what you don't like.
I'm going to fade your Dallas Cowboys in the first half in Carolina. And that is a good word, in Carolina. Dallas, a much different team on the road this season, averaging, I think, 40 points per game at home, but they're barely averaging half of that when they go on the road, around 21 points per game. Meanwhile, you take a look at Carolina's defense. They're not good. I don't even know if they're average, but they are allowing 12 fewer points per game at home. As a result of that, they're a pretty good first half bet. They get worse as the game goes on, but they're 6-3 against the spread in the first half. So I'll plug my nose and take Carolina to cover that first half spread.
So there's a reason why this is a first half spread instead of just taking the points with Dallas on the full game point spread. And it's because the backdoor cover is very much alive in this. We have Dallas playing against Washington at home in the big Thanksgiving Day game next week. And we see Mike McCarthy will definitely bench his stars and pull in the reserve guys when they get up big. And that's what this point spread says. 10.5, 11 points, saying it's going to be a squash. For me, Dallas, the top first half scoring attack out there, averaging just under 20 points per first half. And you mentioned Carolina good against the first half spread. Cowboys, 7-2 versus the first half spread. Whose first half spread trend are you going to believe? Carolina or the Dallas Cowboys? And we look at Carolina when they've played offenses that are on par with Dallas, teams like Miami, teams like Detroit, they've given up 21 points, 28 points in the first half. They've played some popgun attacks in the rest of those games. And then we get this offense as a mess. Frank Reich taking back the reins from Thomas Brown in terms of play calling. You take on this Dallas defense that can definitely disrupt Bryce Young, a young rookie passer. So that's why I'm taking first half -6.5 under that T number of a touchdown. Dallas starts strong, cruises in the second half. Beware the back door if you're looking at the full game spread here. So we'll agree to disagree on this one, Joe.
Indeed.
Team 600 teaser. And again, the Ravens last week blew it all up. But what do you like here? Team 600 teaser. Let's get back on the winning track here, too.
I'm going to take San Francisco down inside of 6 points, get them down to -5.5 at home versus the Bucs. The 49ers are back on track.
Blowing up all the key numbers, too. I'm going to take your Dolphins, who are at 12.5. I'm going to take them down to 6.5. I think this is an easy win for them. Definitely more than a touchdown win for them. So I'll get the -6 versus Las Vegas. All right. Timeout on the play. At Bet365, they don't do ordinary. And that's why you get more boosts with them than anyone else. Every day, they power up the odds on hundreds of bets to give you a chance to win more. They boost specific markets, your winnings, and even parlays. And they don't stop there. Keep an eye out for the biggest and best odds with their incredible super boosts. Check out the boost and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus or 18 plus in Kentucky. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. Terms and conditions apply. All right, a bad Thursday game. It was a turd of a game last week. But this week we get a thriller on Thursday. We get the Bengals and the Ravens. So these are my best bets for this AFC North contest. Odds, of course, courtesy of Bet365. At the time of this recording, they are subject to change. So we're going to go Ravens over team total 23.5 points. This one varies book to book. Bet365 has 23.5 over -155. Some other places, 24.5 over -108. The Ravens offense humming right now, 31 points or more in four straight. They've scored 24 points or more in five straight. Baltimore number 3 in EPA per play since week 7 and really grinding down teams with this run attack. And the Bengals defense, they buckled against Houston in a bad loss last week. They rank among the worst run stops out there as well, giving up 5.1 yards per attempt. That's second most. Now, Baltimore beat them 27-24 in week 2. Joe Burrow was a one-legged quarterback in that game, but the Ravens had a number of injuries as well, too. So I like Baltimore to score more than 24 points on Thursday. We're going with Mark Andrews, over 56.5 yards receiving from the tight end, -110. Andrews coming off a quiet day in the loss to Cleveland, but things set up well for him against the Cincinnati defense that allows the fourth most yards to tight ends. Player projections all sitting on the other side of 60 for Andrews. And he plays in an offense in which they target the tight ends at the 6th highest rate in the NFL. He averages just under 58 yards per game against Cincy for his career. Loves playing against this Lou Amarino defense. So I like Mark Andrews to have a nice day. We're going with Lamar Jackson, over 44.5 yards rushing, -110 as well. Speaking of guys torching the Bengals, Lamar has rushed for less than 44.5 yards only twice in his 9 career meetings with Cincinnati. He burned them for, I believe, 54 yards in week 2. The Bengals have allowed the 7th most rushing yards to quarterbacks this season, and Jackson's player projections all coming in at 50-plus yards. He may have to break off some big gains, too. There could be some bodies missing in pass protection, so I like Lamar to have a big day on the ground. Now, if you want to take these, combine these bets for a same-game parlay, we're going to take Ravens team total over 23.5. We're going to take Andrews to have 50-plus receiving yards and Lamar Jackson to run for 50-plus rushing yards. Those are the milestone markets at Bet365. It comes out to +375. You add it up. However, Bet365 is going to do you better. They're going to give you the boost up to +450 for this Thursday night football game. So that is the Bet365 Sharp 600 SGP. You can find it on their site. We're going Ravens team total over 23.5, Andrews 50-plus receiving yards, and Lamar to have 50-plus rushing yards against the Bengals. 2 minute drill time with Aaron Waterworth, trading manager at Bet365. Aaron, our Team 600 teaser did not make it to the finish line last week, but now we've got Miami -6.5, San Francisco -5.5, Give us the third and final and winning leg of this week's Team 600 teaser.
How you doing, Jason? Thanks for having me as always. I'm going to go with Buffalo minus one at home.
All right. Ooh, buying back on the Bills.
They got to do it this week.
Week 10 finished. It was just the second week in which we've seen a lean to the over. Unders cashing at a 59% clip so far this season. Are we going to see this trend flipped? Are we going to see overs come back here at the back end of the season?
I think, they have been getting more balanced. I think it's going to stay more that way. A lot of adjusted totals down. Defenses still have the better of things, but that's also some poor offense from a lot of teams.
All right. And with defense, unders in mind, tight race for defensive player of the year. Who are the favorites to win? Where's the liability for this one for you guys?
We got Garrett plus 160, Parsons and TJ Watt plus 225 each. We're seeing action on all, maybe a little more Parsons as a liability, but we're happy to see all the action on the top three.
All right. And we're heading into coach firing season. We're already starting to see some heads roll. When it comes to coach firings, coordinator firings, things like that, how do you guys react as odds makers? And then how do the betting markets react to these things?
Normally these firings are from teams that are already struggling. So, it's not really a huge adjustment. Dorsey, a little bit of a surprise, but the Bills needed to do something. You see a little more action on the Bills this week after that.
All right. Thursday night's a good one. We got Bengals and Ravens. Give us an action update here. Where's the smart play at?
And Baltimore, see the bulk of the action. It's gone to minus four, up from an early 2.5. That money line going from an early minus 50 to $2 now. Total about 65-35 over 46. That's come up from 43.5 early opener.
All right, and a big game for everyone. Game of the year, big game for Dell, our producer behind the scenes here. We got Eagles and Chiefs. Horn's going to go, but we got to get into this game. How big is this game going to be in terms of handle overall compared to the rest of the season?
This one's going to be the biggest bet game of the year. Very bettable lines, very popular, better-friendly teams as well as players.
All right. And then give us a quick rundown. Week 11, line move, sharp money. Any other games there that jump out?
Washington, 7.5 to 9.5. Sharps like that early. Dallas, minus 8.5 to 10.5. Seeing some Seattle LA Rams over 44. That's now gone 46. Buffalo also seeing a lot of support this week.
Okay. All right. And let's get your best bet for week 11. What do you like?
I'm going to go with Arizona-Houston over. I think, the difference that Murray makes there is huge. Obviously, Houston's been flying. It's a high total, but I'm going over that 147.5.
All right. Now, I agree with that. We had the over team total for Arizona earlier in the show. So that's
great lines and all that. We'll go down in flames together.
That's right. Ride or die together. Bad boys for life.
You got it.
All right. Thank you, Aaron. Thank you, Joe. Thanks, Dell. Thank you for listening. A reminder to... when you get a second, please rate and review the Sharp 600 podcast. We appreciate that. We're going to be back next Wednesday. Big focus on the Thanksgiving games. We got three midweek games and then the rest of week 12. Until then, best of luck with your bets. At Bet365, they don't do ordinary, and that's why you get more boosts with them than anyone else. Every day, they power up the odds on hundreds of bets to give you a chance to win more. They boost specific markets, your winnings, and even parlays. And they don't stop there. Keep an eye out for the biggest and best odds with their incredible super boosts. Check out the boost and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus or 18 plus in Kentucky. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. Terms and conditions apply.